Okay, welcome everyone. This is module 2 of the Tapping Into Wealth Transformation Program. Now, in the last module, we worked on the money map. And in this module today, what we're going to do is see where all of that stuff that you uncovered came from. I want to talk to you first about the set point that gets created that we saw show up in your money map. And if you have the money map handy, you might want to have it handy to look at what we're going to do in this module so you can compare and see. But you're going to take a lot more notes in this module because we're going to be looking at where all of this came from, which I call your earliest money paradigm. So as we get started, remember that the first part of the process is always around uncovering. The clarity of where our issues are is the first important step to transformation into shifting. If we don't know specifically where our stuff is, how can we have a prayer to go after it very specifically, to clear it very specifically, so we can get a specific result? And in this case, that is specific result we're looking for is in your money. And so to get clarity, we have to dig. We have to uncover. We have to leave no stone unturned. And so, again, in this module, you want to just have within yourself a willingness to look, a willingness to go deep, a willingness to be curious about what you could uncover, and a willingness to really leave no stone unturned. And what I mean by that is, you know, we've all done different personal development programs. Some of us have done therapy. Some of us have delved in with different coaches and different practitioners, and we've looked at certain things and tried different techniques or tapping or inner child and all sorts of things before. We've all come here with some work under our belt. So the willingness is really to say, you know, even if this is something I've looked at before or worked on before, or there's an aspect of it that I might say, oh, I did some work like this once, be willing to look at it again. And even if there's pieces of it that you feel don't resonate anymore because you've worked on them so much, and maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, they're not a 10, they're maybe a 2, be willing to say, I'm going to look at what's in that 2, that level of 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, because I want to leave no stone unturned. Or I want to look at what else might be there if certain parts of this process aren't intense for me, which parts are intense. Because this is about you and your individual uncovering the information, the clarity, the specificity, so that you can get the result in your money that you want, right? We all have different money stories. We all have different paradigms. There's certainly a lot of universal things that a lot of people experience, particularly when you are raised with parents who were either working class or middle class. But we all have unique experiences, and they run the gamut. And you're going to see that more in this module because we're looking at your earliest money paradigm, and there can be such a huge variation in how people's paradigms look and the level of intensity that was there, right? So regardless of where you are, be willing to leave no stone unturned, uncover and find, like a detective, the specific things that will help you to move forward. And I'll be guiding you through it, but that's the part that I need from you. So again, we looked at the money map, and you found all of this amazing information in that module about this mind-body-money connection and what's really operating in your money. So I want to show you where that came from, and I want to show you two aspects of that. And so the process we're going to do is called the earliest money paradigm. And what it does is it sets the tone basically for your entire life of your set points, the literally like set points that you have that are wired into you like mind, body, nervous system, unconscious mind programming level to keep you at a certain level. So your set points are very easy to see. There's no mystery there. It's wherever you are right now. And it's not only in your money, but it's in all the different kinds of money. So you have a set point on how much debt you need to have to actually, this is going to sound weird, feel comfortable. How much savings you need to have to feel comfortable. Even if it makes you anxious to think about your debt or your savings, in many ways, in unconscious ways that you will see in this module, it's actually more comfortable for you to be there. And how hard you need to work for your money, and whether or not you ever get to relax and take vacation. The set point hits all factors of that. So I want to give you a really great analogy of a thermostat. We all have thermostats in our home. And the thermostat is very different than the thermometer, right? A thermometer just reads the temperature and tells you what the temperature is. A thermostat controls the heating and the cooling in your house, or for many of us, just the heating, right? It's got to start somewhere. And so with a thermostat, it keeps, once you set it at, I don't know, 68 degrees, it controls the power in the furnace, the heat, to keep it at that level. And that's exactly what's happening in your money. It's like a governor or a throttling valve that's controlling things through all of your actions and your behaviors and your thinking and your nervous system to keep you at a certain number. And if it gets too hot in your house, it's going to shut the heat completely down. So the temperature drops back down to the set point, right? So this is exactly how your earliest money paradigm works, how your set point in your money works. When you do all sorts of different things, you'll find at the end of the year that you're kind of earning the same money that you've always earned. And when you earn a little bit more, something will happen. Debt or something catastrophic, or you start earning more money in a business and then somehow you find a way to sabotage it or pull back or make something happen, and all of a sudden you end up right back where you were at. And it always matches your original paradigm. So just like we set the temperature in our house to keep us comfortable, the thermostat in your money, the set point, is where you are, quote, unquote, comfortable, even if it may seem very uncomfortable to you in many ways consciously. So I want to show you that. Now, there's two sides to this, because the set point both keeps you where you are now, and it will get extremely engaged and active to stop you from going further. Okay, so it does that in two ways, and you're going to get to see it today. It's crazy. It stops you by either continually limiting you so you never get above, or it stops you by every time you go above, it kicks in a sabotage pattern. It's almost like if we stay with the thermostat and the heat analogy, in one analogy it just cuts off the heat so you never get too hot. In the other analogy, it gets too hot and then it cranks on the AC and blasts cold air on everything. And it stops you from going beyond your paradigm. So you're going to see both sides of that. Okay? So the first thing that I want you to do is I want to start by revisiting some of your goals. We did that a little bit with the money map in the last module, but I want to do that again. So I want you to take a piece of paper and I want you to write down an income goal. And again, it's not like $10 million. It's just the next level that you would like to be, maybe in 3 to 5 years. So this should be a level of income that would be pretty awesome to have, right? It's not like like crazy multi-millions if that's like a huge stretch for you, but it should be something that is like a stretch for 3 to 5 years, right? So I don't want you to go over the top, but I also don't want you to limit yourself. This should be a goal that where you feel really good and comfortable. So get that number down. And I want you to add to it a savings goal. How much would you like to have in the bank as liquid cash money in case of emergency? Doesn't mean all your retirement investments, just like savings account in the bank. If something happened to one of your cars or in the house, that you would have that money. Or if something happened to your income, you'd have 6 months living expenses in the bank or something like that. So get that number down separately. And then here's one I want you to think about a little bit more. How much do you really want to work? How many hours a week would you really like to work for that money? Now, this is funny because everyone thinks they're going to say, like, oh, I want to work 2 hours a week. And actually, people tend to have a pretty good handle on themselves that they actually want to work, you know, sometimes 30 hours a week. Sometimes they think their ideal would be 25 hours a week. How hard do you want to work for that money? You don't have to know how. Just what would you love? What would make you happy? So how much you're earning, how many hours you're working, and how much liquid savings account money do you have in the bank? Okay, so we're just going to put that aside for a minute, and we're going to jump into this earliest money paradigm process. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. We are going to be visualizing or imagining something. So in general, most people like to close their eyes when they do that, although you don't have to. It just tends to work better when you close your eyes to visualize or just imagine something. So I want you to close your eyes if you like and take a deep breath. And take another deep breath and just kind of come into your body. Right? Get settled where you're sitting and just come into your body. And I want you to imagine what it would be like if you were looking at a movie screen, like a giant movie screen, and on that movie screen, just paint the picture with your mind or visualize or imagine, if you could, the image of a child, maybe 6, maybe 7 years old, maybe 5. And that child is you. That's the 6 or 7 year old version of you. And it's okay if you feel like you're making it up or you're remembering an old picture. Just see what it would be like to let yourself see on this movie screen of your mind that child. And just see him or her there. And now I want you to take another breath. And just notice the feeling of your feet touching the floor, the feeling of the chair supporting you. Just notice that for a second. And come back to the picture and just be curious to what it would be like if you could see that picture even more clearly, so you could almost see what that little girl, that little boy is wearing. What are they wearing? And just notice that for a second. And so I want you to just get a sense. How does he or she look? How do they feel? I'm going to use the word they so I don't have to keep saying he or she. How do they feel? And just notice what's there. But now something is about to happen. Because I want you to bring your parents or your caregivers from that age into the room. Just imagine what it would be like if you could see that. And they are dealing with, handling, talking about the money, the bills, the finances, paychecks. What's happening in that picture? What's the feeling dominating there? Is there anxiety? Is there stress? Is there anger? Is there disempowerment? What kinds of things are they saying? In a minute, I'm going to have you write these things down, as many as you can capture. Or is there a bit of a vacuum, a strange emptiness where it was never talked about? And on a scale of 1 to 10, how intense is this picture? If 10 is super intense, was there fear? Was there panic? Are you seeing a moment of great trauma? And you're there, and you're just a kid. So I want you to turn your attention back to that little younger version of you. How is he or she feeling in this picture? Because it affected you, didn't it? So I want you to take a breath and just come back into your body, open your eyes, and I want you to grab your pen and write down as many insights as you have. What was the feeling in your parents? How many emotions were there? What was the tone? Were they fighting? Were they arguing? Was there an absence of communication? Were there any traumatic things that happened? And what kinds of things were they saying? Write them down fast, fast, fast before you lose it. Any quotes that you can remember, things that they said very specifically about the world or about money or about people when it comes to money or about their value or your value. And now switch to you, that little six-year-old, that little body, your little nervous system, your little processing brain. I want you to write down you. What was going on in you? How were you feeling? How did the child look to you? It's not about remembering. It's about visualizing and seeing how your mind paints you the picture of the child that you once were. Just trust in what is painted, what pops into your head, impressions, guesses are all okay. And if you're not sure, what would you guess? If you're not sure what you may have been feeling, what the child was experiencing, what would you guess a child in that situation would be feeling? And I know this is uncomfortable to look at and to feel. And for some of you, as I said, this can be very intense. And for others, it may not have been super intense. But I want you to be the detective and see what's there. So if you look back at your money map from the last module, and you captured the feelings and the automatic thoughts that ran through your head in each of the categories of money, do you see how closely it matches your parents' paradigm, the way your parents operated in their money? Do you see how eerie that matches? And we're going to do a second part to this. I promise you we're going to do some tapping and we're going to reduce the intensity you might be feeling right now, because this whole paradigm is sort of, in the way that a trauma can affect us for the rest of our life, this is an entire paradigm This has been running you. This has become your set point. And I want you to notice that even how different your life and situation and training and experience and work like it has been from your parents, how similarly you operate in your money like your parents, even in the case of people who vowed to never be anything like their parents when it came to money, that push against often recreates the same situation, or it limits our power in some way because we're pushing against our parents' paradigm. So before we move to the next process, I just want you to note something because it's incredibly important to see right here. When you look at this picture and your parents, do you feel sorry for them or one of them? And note that down. I feel sorry for. I feel compassion for. And why? Because fill in the blank. Secondly, do you feel angry at one or both of your parents? Like, they've wronged you, it was what they did was wrong, and vowing never to be like them, angry. And why? Because they what? So when we look at the paradigm, there's two of the most primitive, unconscious, human survival drivers happening that are operating here, happening at the most unconscious level because they're incredibly primitive drivers. On the one side, it is the vow to be loyal to your tribe of origin, loyal to your paradigm, to never surpass your tribe. This is a primitive, like inborn, survival-based mechanism. It's a first chakra, as we call it in the chakra system, vow, and it's all about survival, because if you got kicked out of your tribe, you wouldn't survive. The other side of it happens at the exact same time, but to a more or lesser degree in different people. It's the vow to rebel and be nothing like our tribe. Also part of a very unconscious, inborn survival drive so that tribes don't, you know, tribes go out and explore and don't stay stuck in the same place and increase the gene pool and things like that. So this unconscious drive. So what happens is you have a very primitive, unseen, unknown, but very powerful set of drivers puppeting you when it comes to your money, an area where it does not make any sense at all. And if you're not sure I'm true, what I'm saying is true, I'm going to step you into the next exercise so you can see it even more strongly. Okay, so I want you to take another breath and close your eyes and take another nice breath in and out and just feel again the feeling of your feet touching the floor and the chair or wherever you are sitting, just supporting you. Notice that feeling of your body being supported. And I want you to let yourself see the computer screen of your mind again, the movie screen of your mind again, and see the child again and the parents there. But now I want you to let the child fade, because something unusual is about to happen if this isn't already unusual enough. I want you to imagine that the you of the future, the one from 3 to 5 years from now, that's earning exactly what you wrote down on that piece of paper as we first started this module, that has exactly that much savings in the bank, and that only works those hours that you wrote down, that version of you from, 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years in the future is about to step into this picture. But since you're earning well and saving well and you don't have to work very much, you decide to visit your parents of the past by pulling up in a limo. Why not? You don't need to drive yourself from the airport. You pull up in a limo and walk into the house. And you're going to say to your parents, hello, and start telling them how much you're earning and how hard you work for that money and how it's your dream job. And they see the limo outside. And you kind of smell like essential oils because you just came from the spa and had an amazing massage. Why do you smell so good? Oh, I just got a massage on the way over here. What happened in that picture? What just happened? What's the feeling? Again, we see a really big range. For some people, there's an immediate stress or fight or battle or attack or being accused by their parents or an immediate rejection. And for other people, their parents will seem impressed and happy for them, but they still feel something off. So what's the feeling in you? See how they're reacting. And what's the feeling in you just imagining this? You getting everything you've dreamed of. And so I want you to see if one or both parents are in battle with you or rejecting, or if you feel like you've disempowered them or shown them up, or you feel embarrassed or ashamed or bad in some way. This is super important. Sometimes we see a mix of both. What we're doing is we're revealing the other side of the set point, the downside of going beyond your paradigm because you're feeling it right now. So I want you to open your eyes and write that down. How did your parents appear to you? Did they look disempowered? Did they look angry? Somewhere in between. And even if they looked happy and positive, what's the feeling in you? Did you go too far? Did it feel strange or funny or wrong? And most importantly, do you still fit in that family? Do you still fit in that family? And when you walked in and said, wow, this is what I'm earning, I'm living my dream, I work this many hours a week, I just got a massage, going on vacation soon because I have money in the bank, did you break a family rule that you're not supposed to break? And in breaking that rule, do you fit in that family? This is the clarity. This is the clarity. It is not logical. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to have all of these feelings and loyalties and rebellions unconsciously running you applied to money. But it's because they are primitive, inborn, automatic, survival-based impulses that we never see them. It would never occur to you that you are more comfortable having limited income in debt instead of savings, because that probably makes you anxious in your life or stressed. But it's more comfortable for you if that's how your parents lived, because that is loyal to your paradigm, and it's more uncomfortable, unconsciously. Again, I know it doesn't make sense and it's not logical, but it is more uncomfortable to feel shame or embarrassment or fear of retaliation or fear of disempowering, of breaking that loyalty. We have to see this so we can clear it away, because it's like the puppet master. It's like the puppet master. And this is so interesting, because this never ends. This will follow you to your grave. This will go beyond your parents passing away. It doesn't matter if your parents no longer are on the planet and they're in heaven. This paradigm will control you. To the unconscious mind, where all their subconscious mind, where all of this programming sits and this nervous system drive sits, time doesn't exist. You're still a child. And your parents being mad at you or disowning you, or you not fitting in anymore and being an uncomfortable outsider, is terrifying and shame-inducing. And it will lock up your behaviors and make you either always limit yourself by avoiding setting goals, avoiding charging your worth, avoiding looking at your finances, avoiding using smart strategies. And or it will make you sabotage yourself, or like attract sabotage, to make sure you never go beyond the paradigm. It is unbelievably elegant. And when we see it, we can change it. Because this kind of fascinating elegance, I am not interested in having in my life. It's fascinating how specific it is and how elegantly it works, but not the kind we want to keep. This is kind of cool in a very bad way, destructive. Think about how much this has cost you. And this is interesting, because people who grow up with parents who are not from the working class or the middle class, they have parents who are maybe have had money for a long time, wealthy people. They don't have fear and anxiety and shame wired into their earliest paradigm around money. They might have other weird stuff, but they tend to grow up earning and managing and dealing with money in a very matter-of-fact way. And certainly the paradigm, the set point, which is arbitrary, by the way, is set much, much higher. Right? My paradigm is higher than other people's. in my paradigm, it's okay to earn really well as a professional who went to college, but not have any savings. So in my paradigm, just having a couple of $1,000s in the bank would make me not fit anymore. Or doubling my income would make me not fit anymore. But for other people, earning more than $20,000 a year and having any less than, you know, $20,000 on credit cards would push them out of their paradigm. So it is arbitrary, and it's kind of the luck of the draw. But either way, we don't want it. So I want you to just take another breath and capture any more aha moments that you're having. And we're going to jump in and we're going to do some tapping. So to set up the tapping, I want you to come all the way back to the things that you wrote down when you first looked at the child with your parents. Just what was there. And tune back into it. Close your eyes and picture it again if you need to get back into that moment, back into that feeling. And I'm going to use words that a lot of people have experienced. They may not be the perfect words for you, right? This is where, if this really feels intense for you, there's a ton of tapping in my book, Tapping Into Wealth, which I know a ton of you went and picked up for this program. But this is also where working with a Tapping Into Wealth coach, there's thousands of them out there, can really be helpful because it's going to be very specific to your situation. And it's fantastic to have another person actually, like, look, actually working on you, right, going in and uncovering with you. So I'm going to do my best to use tapping for this module that will work with a lot of your issues. And it's okay to go off on your own a little bit. And so, for instance, as I do the tapping, if I say anxiety a lot and you really had anger and frustration, it's okay for you to substitute that word, right? And on the other hand, if I'm saying anger and frustration and you really didn't have any of that, you can stick to what makes sense for you, okay? So there's always so much customization we can do in a program like this. So I'm going to jump in and start tapping through the points. And you just repeat after me and keep tapping along. Any point that you choose, any speed that you like, just making sure that you are hitting the tapping points, okay? There they are, my parents, dealing with and handling money and the bills. So much stress. There was anxiety. There was not enough. There was fear. There was panic. Maybe even anger. Fighting. Disappointment. And I was there, and I was just a kid. I saw it all today. This is my paradigm. This is what's been wired into me. This is where I get all my set points. Anxiety in my body. Lack was more real than abundance. And I'm just going to honor that. Stress. Disappointment. ups and downs. And I still feel it today. I totally honor what I'm feeling. I never wanted this paradigm, but it's been wired into me, and I feel it. Sadness about money. So much loss. So much suffering. And my parents, maybe they were doing their best. Maybe they weren't. But they suffered. They worried. They scraped. They worked. And maybe they never got ahead. And I'm just going to honor that. I'm just going to honor that. All this feeling in my system, wired to run. Anxiety about money, disappointment, disempowerment. And who am I to do better? Who am I? Who am I to earn more and work less? I felt it. Shame, embarrassment. Maybe they even seem to be angry at me. Or maybe they were smiling, but I disempowered them. All of this wiring about money. All of this wiring about money. Just gonna honor it. I've seen the truth today. And I don't want to be controlled anymore. I want to be free of this. So I can create. Okay, and take a breath. And so in that first round of tapping, it's really to just take some of the edge off all of this. Okay? And so what's going to... we'll see now is really a split into two scenarios. And some people have both. So I want to do some tapping to honor both sets of scenarios. The first one is when we have a lot of anger at one or both of our parents. When you feel that anger, and for some people, it's, you know, it's, we had parents who were behaving very badly, or a parent that never paid child support, or was never there, or literally fought, or our parents fought over us, over child support, like really tough stuff. And other people can feel angry at their parents just for not teaching them, you know, for keeping it a secret, for not making them literate and giving them the language around money. Sometimes we'll feel anger at a parent for not advocating more, for being the victim, for not standing up to another partner or demanding their worth, etc. So anywhere that you may feel anger at a parent, it's okay, even if you love your parents and they are like sweet little old people now. it's okay for the purposes of this to just explore into that, lean into that anger a little bit, because we're going to do some tapping on it. The other scenario is when this process makes us feel intense sadness and grief and compassion for our parents. That also needs to be processed. Some people have both. We're going to do tapping on both. When you have anger, it means that all of your life you are going to be a boom and bust cycle. You are going to make big money, go after big money, and then you're going to sabotage it. Yep, a million light bulbs just went off. When you really feel just the grief and the sadness and the compassion, and almost like anger for your parents, like outrage for your parents, like you wish you could have advocated for them or fixed it, that is the loyalty vibe, and it means you will always limit yourself. You could even make a huge company, and you'll still pay yourself limited amounts. You'll make sure that there's not enough money, even in a big company, to pay yourself. When we're pure loyalty and compassion for our parents working hard and never getting ahead, you will always just limit. When we feel the anger and the push and the vow to be nothing like our parents, it means we will boom and bust, boom and bust, boom and bust. We'll always come sabotage and come all the way back and say, oh my God, I'm literally become my parents and it's what I never wanted. Either way, the paradigm is controlling us and we need to break it. And this is where using tapping to break this strong emotional unconscious connection to the paradigm is really powerful. Okay? So we're going to start with anger. I want you to tune in to any anger you can find at your parents. And we're going to voice it. I promise you a lightning bolt will not strike you. It's actually going to be a very healing process. Okay? So I'm just going to jump in and tap. And I'm going to go over the top. Even if it doesn't resonate, just stay with me. And if it starts to trigger more sadness, that's okay. Keep tapping. The next round we do is going to be more about compassion. Okay? And starting to tap. There they are, my parents. I could kill them. It's so frustrating. I'm still angry about it. It was so wrong what they did. So unforgivable. I will never let this go. I am so angry. And it is so justified because what they did was wrong. And I will never say it's right. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I'm so angry. And I deserve to be. How could you do this to me? Why couldn't you be better? Seriously. Why couldn't you be better? The parent I needed you to be. Why couldn't you have been stronger or smarter? Why did you have to be so wrong? I'm still so angry. What you did was unforgivable. And I am right about that. And I will never let this go. Anger in my body. unforgiven in my body, anger in my body, like it happened yesterday. I will never let this go. Why should I? They don't even get it. They've never admitted or apologized. So why should I let it go? That would be wrong. All this old anger. You took so much from me. And you're still taking. Because I'm still paying the price. I hate what you did around money. It hurt us in so many ways. I've lost so much because of you. I honor how I feel. I honor my anger. It is justified. And it's been costing me to carry it. Because I'm still battling you. And your ghost is living in my money. So my money is a battle. And I really want to heal that. I honor all my feelings. I am open to healing for my highest good. I honor all of my feelings, even this anger and rage. No one's ever heard it. No one's ever understood. But today I get it. I understand. And I'm hearing. And it's okay. I totally honor myself. And take a deep breath. And I just want you to go and feel where you are with that. If you felt anger and push at your parents at a 10 or a 9 or an 8 or even a 5, just check in. Where is that now? Where is your need to push against? And how important is it in your current life now as an adult? And so if it still feels really intense, you can just rewind and do that tapping again. Just rewind, do the tapping again. And what starts to happen as the anger comes down is we'll start to get to often to grief. Because when we finally let ourselves voice how angry we are, we start to hear how much we've lost. And it's true what we said in those tapping words. Nobody gets it. Nobody's ever heard. Nobody understands. Until you voice it and honor it yourself. It's like having your own day in court. Hearing and validating it yourself. So what did you lose What did your whole family lose? What are you still losing? And so I want you to imagine you can see your parents again, and if you had anger, just see how they look now. Often people say they look a little smaller, more frail, more human, more scared. Even the terrible parents. And so I want to switch over and do some tapping for the feeling of compassion, because this affects just as many people. And it can, both of them can affect us at the same time. There they are, my parents. Living the paradigm they got from their parents. They learned struggle. And they lived it. They learned lack and fear. They lived all the programming they got from their family. Maybe they learned alcoholism, substance abuse from their paradigms. Disempowerment, struggle. Lack of personal value. Work hard for very little money. Being betrayed. Having the rug pulled out from under them. Maybe losing everything. They had so much loss in their lives. And they never really got to the point of healing or consciousness, joy. They never got to be free of stress. They worked so hard. They gave and they gave and they sacrificed. They sacrificed for me, for us, and they had very little reward. They were happy with what they had. And I'm just going to honor them for that. And I feel it. I wish it could have been different for them. I feel how much they lost. What they never got to have. Who am I to have it be easy for me? All this grief for my parents, sadness, disappointment, they were up against a glass ceiling. They were the have-nots. All this grief and honoring my parents they lived from their paradigm. And now I'm living from it. I'm open to honoring my parents so I can live the way I choose. I honor my parents' paradigm. I'm blessing them. They lived their life with their beliefs that came from their childhood. They had their growth and their challenges. And I honor them as eternal souls in their own journeys through life at their own level of growth and development, their own destinies. That I have no control over. I honor that too. I bless and honor my parents. And I'm all grown up now. An adult. And it is my life purpose to create my life. To create my life not within their paradigm, not against their paradigm, but to create my life the way I choose. As I let go of their paradigm, I get to be free. And take a breath. And so just kind of come back to the room. That's a lot of tapping. It can get us a little bit dazed. And I want you to see that for some people, this is a long process. There's a very tight connection to pushing against the parents and the paradigm, and it doesn't let go that easily. Tapping on it once is not enough. As a matter of fact, you could tap every single day about your dad in particular, because that energetically is the success and money energy, the male archetypal energy. You could tap about your dad in his way of earning and his level of success every single day, and every time you did, it would help you. It would help you shift your money. It is that strong of a wiring and an archetypal energy. So we don't get it all done in one shot, but what we said was true. The more and more you can let go of this paradigm, we go from living automatic with programming and primitive wiring controlling us to a truly conscious person that is creating their life not against any way or loyal to any way, but choosing consciously the way you want it to be. For people who are in the boom and bust cycle, they are earning still in a battle in proving their parents wrong. And when you can let go of that battle, you will no longer self-sabotage. You will just get to create. And for people who are unconsciously limiting themselves because of the love and the compassion and the caring and even the almost like advocating for our parents by not proving them wrong, by not outshining them and doing it better, by saying, see, Mom and Dad, it's just as hard for me as it was for you. You did everything right. I'm not showing you up. I'm struggling just as much. I know that doesn't make sense. But when we start to move some of that energy, that grief, or even outrage, you know, I had a lot of outrage for my parents, a lot of outrage. And that outrage kept me stuck. Because in some way, it's like, I'm advocating by proving that I'm up against the same glass ceiling. It doesn't even make sense, but it's what we do unconsciously. When we can let go of even that, honor our parents, honor their story, and start to bring that separation of I'm an adult now, and it's actually my life purpose to create my new tribe, my new paradigm, how I want things to go. The rules that I will live by, that becomes possible. It starts with the aha moment of what's controlling you, the tapping to keep clearing and clearing and clearing so that paradigm no longer controls you. When the energy and the emotion isn't as intense, it's not as important for your unconscious mind to keep it running because it doesn't feel dangerous. When you can collapse that, now you step into a more conscious level of living and making choices, of making real choices, and then doing the actions that line up with those choices. You know, so many people say to me, financial experts, and I mentioned Susie Orman before, who love her or hate her, she's can be a polarizing figure, but she's an incredible best-selling author who's written many books that have changed people's lives. And she often puzzles about why very smart people in the middle class who are college educated won't use the very strategies you're handing for them to use so that they can get ahead in their money. And she doesn't understand what is going on that makes a smart person not be smart in their money. It's this. It's this. This unconscious stuff will stop you from taking the actions so that you don't leave the safety and comfort and loyalty or battle of your paradigm. Shifting this changes everything. It is work worthwhile doing. The time that you put in to doing this kind of tapping will pay you back tenfold. And so just take a breath as we come to the end of this module. I want you to think about, what does it mean to truly be an adult? Because there's many aspects of that. When we are done being in battle with or overly loyal to or trying to convince or drag along our family into consciousness, into transformation, or to validate us or whatever we're trying to get from our family, when we can start to honor and bless our family, being an adult means I get to grow up and recognize my tribe is my tribe. That's who I came in with. But as an adult, I get to choose the new tribe, the people that I belong with, that as an adult who has grown and evolved, as an individual can be very different from my tribe of origin. And instead of trying to rationalize that, I get to be with my family and know that there's a paradigm and there's ways and there's, you know, relationship patterns that may never change because not everyone is doing the same work as you, and accept it as it is, but go out and create and seek out people who are like-minded, who you do fit with, who are on the same journeys in their money and in their empowerment and in their transformation and their evolution that you are in. So we can stop trying to battle and convince our family and create a paradigm, a new tribe of people where we do fit, who like us and we like them, and they see what we're doing and go, oh my God, you're amazing. And it's the same thing in our money paradigm. And so what kind of people do you want to be surrounded by? Just this Tapping Into Wealth transformation community is an incredible community in itself. I have all of my colleagues in my Tapping Into Wealth coaches that have trained in my work and literally become my people, my colleagues. I understand them. They understand me. We are doing the same work. We are like-minded people. And those people get me in a way that my family could never get me. The people who come into my Rockstar program get me, know me, see me and what I do in a way that no one in my family would ever really understand, right? And it's the same in money. I don't need my family to do all the same transformational work I'm doing or to set the same goals I'm setting in my income or to build the business, but I want to be around people who are encouraging and doing that kind of work with me. I want to be reinforced by a tribe that is positive and supportive and gets it. You know, one of the stories I tell often that came from one of my best friends is doing all of this work with her in this process and then having it be Thanksgiving and go home and to her parents' house and be sitting at the table with her dad. And she started to share with her, you know, my business is at $1 million. And I really want to grow it to $2 million. And the words weren't out of her mouth when her father said, don't you do it. That money will destroy and corrupt you. Don't you do it. Stay where you're at. I mean, her chin hit the table. It was so clear. And so it's not about our family's paradigm. The more that we can do this tapping, we can separate and just love and accept our parents and where they at and where they were in their journey. And then come into your own life with a new tribe of people that you fit in this kind of work. And ask yourself new questions. We started with the income goal and the savings goal and how much you had to work. I want you to look at that again as we end this module and say, this isn't just my goal. This is the way the world works for me. Insert name. This is how things work for Margaret, I like to say. This is because I will hear the old paradigm, and so I will speak out loud over it. This is how it works. Things happen. Things line up. Impossible things unfold for me all the time. This is possible. And then I spend proactive time feeding myself by purposefully exposing myself to teachers and mentors and inspirational people who reinforce that my new paradigm is possible. People in mastermind groups where they're maybe one or two steps ahead of you, where you just say, it is possible, it is possible. There is nothing in my paradigm that says this is possible, but I can see it through this new tribe that it is possible to earn this much money, to have a big impact like I want to actually have savings in the bank, and to work as much as I choose. It's possible. And so it takes both the clearing and this conscious determination that this is the new way I'm going to operate. This is the new thing that's going to be true for me. And every time these goals don't feel true or feel like they're crazy or impossible, I'm going to address it. We have a whole module on that coming up. Because as we start to set this new paradigm, it's going to be conscious, right? And that means it can be fluid. It doesn't get set in stone and rewired. It can be fluid. It can be something for 5 years and then shift to a different level. So I just want you to breathe into that. And we're going to end with another little round of sort of positive tapping. So let's jump in. I honor and bless my parents' paradigm. And I'm open to letting it go. All the way into the past, where it belongs. I'm open to blessing it and letting it lift out of my nervous system. Lift up and out. I never wanted this wiring. I'm giving clear instructions to my unconscious mind that this paradigm is not mine. It was never meant to be mine, and I'm letting it go all the way into the distant past where it belongs. I'm freeing myself, mind, body, and soul, of all of these beliefs and emotions and these vows of loyalty that are affecting my money. And as I do, I become free. I am now open to a whole new money reality. I am open to money flowing easily. I am open to the idea that I'm more valuable than I realize. I am open in saying yes to money. I am open to working less and earning more. I am willing to give my best and work less while earning more. My new paradigm is very different. I am open to ideas and strategies and inspirations. I am open to taking focused action to create a new way in my money. I'm open to it being so easy and I'm willing to do my part. I've come so far already. I've really come so far already. I'm open to manifesting money in a completely new way. And I've already come so far. Miracles are possible for me now. I am open to money coming easily. And I'm willing to give my best. I am open to working less and relaxing more. And I'm willing to give my best. I am open to taking action on the perfect, easy strategies. That will change my money picture forever. I am open to a new level of consciousness. Earning, creating, and managing money. No one in my family was a $1 million money manager. But I'm open to becoming one. $1 million money manager. I can grow myself into one. I am open to being the kind of wealthy person that I admire. I'm open to being wealthy and loving and kind and smart. Every piece of this old paradigm is being shattered. And in its place, I am creating a whole new reality. Piece by piece. Step by step, a whole new reality. And I'm willing to do my part. Okay, and take a breath. And so you heard me say, lead you to say several times in there, and I'm willing to do my part, because it's good to remember that. You are so willing to do your part. I know you. You're a hard worker and you've given a lot. And so it's good to remember that in manifesting and creating money in whole new ways, even when in less time and less work and letting it be easier, it's going to involve you giving your best, because that's always the way money shows up the best. And in starting to create more savings, eliminate debt, which is really managing money, it's going to require you to be willing to do your best, to learn, to take action, to do new and different things than you've ever done before in money, to grow yourself into the person that earns that income that you wrote down, that has that much savings in the bank, that has no debt, and that works that many hours. That's a person you need to grow into, that has not existed before in your family, in your paradigm, in your system. So being very conscious about that every day is exactly what you want to do. Every time I grow my business personally, I know that that means I need to grow into the business owner version of me at that next level. I'm not her yet. How could I be? I have never been there before. And so it's this constant knowing of evolving. Because on one level, as we talked about in Module 1, money is dollars and cents, very physical. And at another level, money is a metaphorical representation of you and how you are operating and growing and how conscious you are, which is very, very cool. Okay, so your homework is for the next week to keep taking notes about your paradigm. New things will pop into your head. You may even have some strange dreams over the next couple of days. Every time your parents or something about their work life or their earning or the past pops into your head, I want you to tap about it. Just tap, even if it's one or two spots, and voice it, talk it through like you're telling a friend. Just voice, even if it's stream of consciousness. And if you feel anxiety in your money or any other feeling, anytime it comes up, just literally tap a few points and just say whatever it is over and over. Anxiety, 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 anxiety. Or this happened to my mother. I remember her face. I can see her face. I remember how she felt. Just voice it. It's like dismantling. Tapping is so powerful. It just keeps breaking the autonomic nervous system and subconscious mind connected connection. Subconscious mind connected connection to the nervous system in these past events. So that's your homework. Keep like being Sherlock Holmes. Keep being a detective. Keep discovering, finding, tapping. And I want you to keep looking at these goals. And instead of looking at them as just goals, look at them as an evolution of you that will require you to be open to a new way of doing things, learning new things, maybe even being mentored by somebody. There's lots of great financial people out there and amazing books. I am not an expert on finances. I'm the expert on the inner work. But those goals represent an evolution of you, taking new steps and doing new things both to earn and manage your money. And oh my God, the payoff. This is one case in personal development where the payoff not only is internal, feeling of empowerment and confidence and lightness, but it also shows up in your money, which is so awesome. So get your homework done, and I'll see you on the next module.